In the new USDA forecast for 2018 farm income,
net cash income and net farm income are both expected to fall from last year.
But USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson says the fall will be slightly less than what USDA had projected back in August. The main reason? A boost in direct government payments to farmers.
Earlier we had government payments forecast to fall by $2 billion in 2018, and now we have government payments are forecast to rise by $2.1 billion in 2018.
Now the regular ARC and PLC programs are still paying out less than last year, but
that's offset by increases in disaster payments, some cotton ginning cost share program payments, some wildfire and hurricane indemnity program payments, and then the first round of the market facilitation programs, which are estimated at $4.1 billion.
Those market facilitation payments, of course, were made to compensate producers for losses due to the trade dispute with China and other things. But all of that's not enough to compensate producers for rising production costs.
Production expenses are up by about $14.8 billion compared to last year.
Or about 4%. Production of major crops, of course, in general, was up this year. And so cash receipts for crops overall have been up about 1.5% from 2017.
Corn is up by 4.1%. Soybeans are up by 4.6%, reflecting higher quantities sold, particularly at the beginning of the year. Wheat is up by 5.1%. And cotton is down by 1% on lower production.
So cash receipts, even though they have been the same to slightly higher than last year, and even though government payments have been higher, that's not enough to offset expenses, including more and more loan interest expenses. Rising interest rates plus new debt adds up to an 18% rise in interest expenses just in 2018, the fifth year in a row of rising interest expenses. So that's taking net farm income down this year by 12%. And at the same time, the double whammy.
Farm assets and equity are expected to decline by about 1% following increases over the last 2 years.
If you look at the farm debt compared to asset values, the percentage of debt is creeping up and is going up for the sixth year in a row. And so
10% of crop farms and 6.2% of livestock farms are forecast to be highly or very highly leveraged. That means having debt-to-asset ratios of greater than 40%.
Now, the overall U.S. debt-to-asset ratio this year will grow, but by less than 0.5%.
But the increase does indicate growing financial pressures,
which are showing most prominently in the dairy sector. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.